So my name is Patience Kiyuka. I'm going to take you through the work that I did a while back, which is assessing risk perceptions that contribute to tetanus toxoid vaccine hesitancy in Kilifi County, Kenya. So a bit of introduction to this work. It's well established that vaccine is one of the most effective public health interventions to date. However, despite the compelling benefits achieved through vaccination, there is now a growing concern about vaccine hesitancy. So the World Health Organization Strategic Advisory Group of Experts on Immunization defines vaccine hesitancy as delay in acceptance or refusal of vaccination despite the availability of vaccination services. And this has been shown to vary across time, place, and the vaccine. So left unchecked, vaccine hesitancy can significantly contribute to disease immunization, to decrease in immunization rates, and likely to hamper the uptake of newly introduced vaccine. So the specific aim of this project was to build vaccine confidence on maternal vaccination by addressing risk perceptions using community theater in rural Kilifi, Kenya. Specifically, the objectives were to assess knowledge levels for maternal tetanus toxoid vaccine. And just to put into context that Kenya has only approved one vaccine for use in pregnancy, which is the tetanus toxoid vaccine. However, there are plans to introduce other vaccines. The second objective was to understand why expectant mothers will choose not to be vaccinated. And the third objective was to assess the effectiveness of using magnet theater or community play on addressing risk perceptions and promoting uptake of vaccine. So the way our approach, we used a mixed method approach. We administered survey questionnaires to men and women of reproductive age. So within our settings, it's been known that the decision of whether a mother will take a vaccine or not is also dependent on the people around them, the spouse, the husband, the brother-in-law, and the mother-in-law. So that's why we wanted to get views on maternal vaccine uptake, both in men and women of reproductive age. We also held focus group discussions with expectant mothers and also conducted interviews with key informants to triangulate the data we were getting. So onto our results. Table one, I'm showing the baseline characteristics of the study participants. So we had approximately 53% female. Most of our participants were married. Most of them had up to primary level education, and this is what you'll expect in this setting. Very few people had high level of education, and the most common religion was Christianity, and our average age was 33 years. So the first part we asked, have you ever heard of a vaccine? And most people said yes, they've heard of a vaccine. 98% of people have heard of vaccine. Then we asked, have you ever heard of tetanus toxoid vaccine? And we found that most people have heard of these vaccines. However, when you asked, do you know which vaccine women get when they are expectant? We found that approximately 30% of the study participant did not know which vaccine expectant women got. So we interrogated further, and we wanted to test whether there was vaccine hesitance in this area. We asked, do you know people in your community who refused a vaccine when expectant? And we realized, yes, approximately 30% of the people were hesitant or were aware of people who have refused to be vaccinated. And then when we interrogated further, we found that healthcare workers were the most trusted source for information on vaccine for expectant women. And this has also been shown in other studies where healthcare workers are the most trusted people for source of information on vaccine. So we also tested the barriers to maternal vaccine uptake. And of the barriers we tested, we observed that fare to the clinic, waiting time at the clinic or time needed to reach the clinic or the timing of the clinic or distance to the clinic affected vaccine uptake to some extent. We also the information we got from this survey and the focus group discussions we held with pregnant women and the key informant interview, we used it to produce a play that was staged in open community spaces. And that's what you're seeing, the picture in figure 10, where community participants are watching with us stage the play in community open spaces. This is a summary of our results. Some of the reasons we found for vaccine refusal include religion. We found that some religious groups did not want their congregants to take a vaccine. We also found there were some rumors and misinformation that was circulated in the community about vaccines, some vaccines. And this because the government rolled out tetanus toxoid to young women in schools, and people were not convinced that that vaccine should be given to young girls. And they thought it was a form of family planning. And we also found the role of decision makers in the homestead, that mother-in-law's perception of maternal vaccine influences whether the daughter-in-law will go for the vaccine. It also showed that workers were the most trusted source of information on maternal vaccines, and the barriers to vaccine uptake were only important to some extent. And we found very positive response from the play when we staged it from the community members. So in summary, the availability of safe and effective maternal vaccines will only be beneficial if mothers choose to use them. Dissemination of accurate information and continuous engagement with the community members can build trust and confidence in vaccine. Thank you. I'd like to acknowledge the InBridge Network for funding this project and the various people who participated in the project, including study participants and the other institutions. Thank you very much.